All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are home hosting Stanford on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. First question is from Mike Wilson, NBC Sports Radio.
Good morning, coach.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Hey, you got Stanford coming up. What's the big thing that concerns you with them?
You know, I think Stanford, they're always going to have a good running back, and their offensive linemen are big and powerful. I think that's tough. And then on defense, it's their D-line.
Like, what specifically about their D-line? Is it just the amount of pressure they get, or is it the push?
They're big and strong. You know, it doesn't matter if you run it or you throw it. They're big and strong and just kind of sling guys around. And so I think we have to be real good there. And, if you're not sort of precise and you operate slow, they're going to get you. And then, and offensively, they try to grind you down.
All right, thank you.
And they got a pretty good back also, so.
Oh, yes, they do. So, thank you, coach. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Your next question is from Stephanie Lowe, Seattle Times.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What kind of production have you gotten out of Cole Madison this season? What have you seen from him in his senior year? Has he met sort of your expectations?
I think he's doing some good things. I think he can play better, and hopefully does these last four games. I mean, I think but I do think he's a talented player, and I think he's definitely does some good things.
When you guys were recruiting him, I know he was kind of a basketball player, another undersized guy as in high school. Like, what did you see in him? Because he wasn't even recruited to play offensive line, right?
Yeah, he kind of was. He wanted to try tight end first, which we let him, and then moved him to O-line. You know, so basically he was recruited as a tight end O-lineman, and he knew that he might end up at O-line, but started out at tight end.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question is from Jake Curtis, Sport Exchange.
Yeah, will Falk be your starting quarterback this week?
Yes.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Eric Powell got off to a rough start last season, but this season he's been much more consistent. He was pretty key in the USC game, and then last week he had a 56-yarder. How important has his steadiness been to your team this season?
I think it's definitely important. I think he's kicked it off pretty good, too. So I think he's done a good job on kickoff. He's done a good job on field goals and extra points. I think it's important. I think he's gotten better and better as his career's got on and continues to improve. I think he's still improving.
He's got, from what I understand, he's got a huge family. Do you know his family, and do you guys get a lot of ticket requests for all of them?
I don't know him real well. Not sure how many he's got going over there.
I think he's got 10 brothers and sisters.
Well, I didn't know that. Wow. I knew he had some.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
Your next question is from Lynn Worthy, Salt Lake Tribune.
Good morning, Coach. Wanted to ask you if you feel like you guys as coaches have a good sense of the targeting rule in terms of what the referees are looking for. I know out here at Utah they had a couple weeks ago two guys ejected within a matter of a couple of plays, and then this past week an offensive guy ejected. I'm wondering if you feel like there's a clear understanding on what folks are looking for in those.
No, and I don't think there is among officiating either. I think it's a horrible rule. They need to get rid of it. I think it's something that has good intentions, but I think, you know, there's good intentions behind it, but I think it's hard to judge, hard to fairly enforce. And then I think it's very difficult. I mean, you got two people running down a field, and one's going to button up to not get hit, and the other one's, you know, already on a path and not necessarily trying to lead with their helmet or hit a guy high, but the guy shrinks down, gets hit. I mean, no, I think it's a bad rule.
Is it one of those things you feel like it could be adjusted in some way, or has it just got to be scrapped altogether in your mind?
I think they ought to get rid of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. The other thing is I don't see many people deliberately targeting. You know, I see some accidents. I see some instances of targeting, you know, where it should be called. There's way too many times it should be called and it isn't. Or, you know, they call it and it shouldn't be. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's just way too much guesswork with it. And I don't see a lot of people deliberately targeting somebody. You know, I think it's, you know, a big hit, and then all of a sudden as they're trying to hit somebody, they adjust, or the person they're trying to hit adjusts.
So you think intention is sort of one of the things that gets lost in the mix there?
No, I don't think they can even judge that, you know. And any play where an official's trying to judge intention, I think, is ridiculous. No, I think they should get rid of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, a lot of coaches are unwilling to ever make a quarterback change within a game. What makes you willing to do that, I guess?
You know, it just kind of depends. You try not to. You try to avoid it, and I have for the most part. I have for the most part, but so, you know, sometimes you try to get a spark going or something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it for you. Mike, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks.
Okay, see you.